at his home base a couple times. The QSL card he sent had all the radio information and the antenna information. Boeing has a shunt type antenna just as the vertical stabilizer attaches to the plane where it starts to go up, and it makes the entire vertical stabilizer radiate. Pretty cool stuff. Back to net, AC2GI.
Nothing like having a big hunk of aluminum in the air that allows you some broadbandedness to your otherwise non-resonant antenna.
Well, I'll just have to send him a QSL card. Maybe I'll get one back and see what the story is. But it was a fun contact. I actually am looking for two items. One is for me and one is for a new ham. So first, the new ham. We're looking for a very inexpensive or donated power supply capable of powering a 100-watt radio, something, you know, 20 to 25 amps. Doesn't matter if it's big and ugly. The operative word is inexpensive here. The ham has a small budget, but most of it has been used up on antenna and radio. So right now he's using a borrowed supply. So if anybody has a 12-volt supply they'd like to give to a new ham at a very reasonable price, let me know. And the second thing is I'm looking for a 222 megahertz beam for use in VHF rover activities, something around 8 feet long. There's a couple different designs out. I know Cushcraft has them, N2 has them, K1FO has a couple designs. So if anybody has a 222 megahertz beam for sale, I'd be interested in that. Something around 8 foot long, not much longer. And with that, back to net, K2BAR, WI2W.
Steve, I may have one. Let me look in the yard tomorrow and see what I have that's there.
Thanks. Appreciate that, Gordon.
All right, I will let you know, and if I do or do not have, I will get you a call by tomorrow night. You need it by tomorrow night, right, for Saturday?
No. VHF contest was last weekend. This is for going forward, so no great hurry, but the sooner the better, you know, as always.
And then let me take you around to my yard on Sunday. This is going to be an 85-degree day. We're going to church on Saturday night, and we're going to be up late on Saturday night. I intend to do antenna stuff on Sunday at home because it's going to be such a lovely day. I don't have that opportunity normally, and I don't think Jeremy has any hockey games, so that's even better. So we will get on that ASAP.
Thank you very much.
All right. Are there any other stations for the net? Any questions for the net? Comments for sale? Wanted items, etc. All right. I thought I had something there before. Maybe I spotted that out when we talked with Randy before. But all right. Very good. This is. Last call for any comments, questions, confusions, as it were, for the net tonight. Okay, I did want to make a comment. I remember it was WA2YLY. Well, some of you remember Bob when he was active on 1070 and occasionally on 79. He moved to Pennsylvania recently. And he lives in Hawley, Pennsylvania, and I've worked a lot of stations in Hawley, Pennsylvania on 5.2 as well as on 146.955. And today, he was using an 11-ohm beam, and I think about, I'll say about 50 watts, maybe, yeah, about 50 watts. And he was a little scratchy, but he was making it into 955 pretty well. So we had a brief QSO, and just shows you number one, that you can span the distance if you have the right location on VHF with modest power. He was using an 11-element beam, but I've worked guys in Hawley with who just you know like 6 dB verticals and things. But the other is that I was pretty confident that I could probably work them from home with my G7 144 up on my on my tower, which is just an Omni antenna. That's kind of cool. He could have used another 3 or 6 dB again, but it wasn't bad, and it was a lot of fun. So just want to remind people of that, don't forget to use 5.2. There's also a TC2 Tango Tango, who's been showing up on 5.2 a lot lately from Queens, and he's got a really good signal. It runs a couple hundred watts, and he's there almost every night, so feel free to go up there and work those guys. They're a nice chat group. They get old chatty on 5.2, but that's all right. At least they're giving people somebody to talk to. So, any comments on that topic? Otherwise, we'll secure. All right, very good. Well, again, thanks everybody. I'm just listening to some really odd sounding signal on my other radio. I don't know what that is, but anyway, very good. I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater, and look forward to seeing you guys soon. I will not be able to make Portable Day. Maybe I will. We'll see. It's Saturday, so yeah, during the day, but I'd have to leave around 2 o'clock. Actually, I'd leave about 1 o'clock if I get up there at all. So we'll see how that goes, and we'll go from there. But thanks again, everybody, and have a great night. And again, thanks to the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of the repeaters. This is K2BAR2TTT. We'll stand by here, and anyone wants to chat after that, we're welcome, or you're welcome to among yourselves or whatever. W2TTT.
N2OEL. N2OEL from K2EIR.
He may have stepped away from the radio. He's got some things to take care of.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to step away too. By the way, sorry, Gordon. I don't know if you know, I'm broadcasting it pretty well, but my absence from the nets and a lot of radio has been because I've been sick for about a month. I'm now being treated as if I had pneumonia, and with the drugs, I am improving. It's anyone's guess, but I still have a cough and shortness of breath and some laryngitis. W2TTT from K2EIR.
Oh, dear, I can hear it in your voice. It just sounds lovely. My wife went through that a year or two ago, and thank God that we don't have that plan, that problem, I guess. Thanks again for that little update. We have missed you. My operating desk here looks like who would have thought it in RAM. And so my operating desk sort of looks like your lungs or whatever's ailing you have. It's just kind of crazy. So I've just been so busy this summer that things are just kind of literally stacked up on my desk to be a mess. And I want to try to get that straightened out in the next couple of weeks. And I'm going to try to see what else I can do to get that squared away have a better way. In the meantime, stay healthy. And by the way, I've lost 22 pounds in just about not quite 3 weeks, which is not bad. 19 days I've lost 22 pounds, and real happy about it. So 7-3, and we'll talk to you later. T2EIR, W2TTT.
Sure, well, sometime I'd like to talk to you about that, because my body mass index is too high, but I have to first rehab myself in terms of getting my cardiovascular system and breathing back. I'm sure it's going to take a few weeks, because I haven't exercised in a whole month, sneaking sick. Very, very, very little exercise. I mean, even walking to the mailbox now has me short of breath for 15 minutes. Okay, so we'll talk about that. And my dilemma with diets is my lactose intolerance. Again, we'll talk at a future point in time. Good luck and congratulations on the weight loss since it was designed. desirable from what you say, or I am implied. 73, W2TTT from K2EIR.
Yeah, roger that. Yep. Well, get your health back before you go on a diet. That does makes no sense to go on a diet. And I already have a contact group membership request, so I will square that away. It's from K2HDT. Very good. All right, we'll square that away right now and go from there. But you get better. K2EIR at W2TTT.
KB2TIA.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon. Whatever. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, but my feet are killing me. Not only a busy day of work, and the train was so packed I had to stand all the way home except for two stops.
Oh, God, sorry to hear about that. You know, you don't have to tell me about killing feet and stuff, but thank God, getting better by the day.
Yeah, that schmuck is in there, but you're making it through no problem.
Yeah, I kind of thought he was out there before, but, what are you going to do? Always an ass wipe, always an ass wipe. So, you're having a busy day, huh? Hey, Steve, I'll catch you later. Guess this guy doesn't want us to talk again. Someday he'll get his. KD2VR. Repeater my Napa salesman was on. So I started out in 220 and right in the beginning of my AM career, which will be 3 years coming this February 14th.
Wow, that's that long already. Wow, that's really gone quick. I remember first talking to you the first time. So, oh, wow. It's been a long, rocky road, I guess, coming up to speed and everything. But you've done well, Rock. You've done really well. KB2TIA.
Yeah, I like it. It was better. You know, I missed the old days, but I still like this a little better. Met a lot of great people. Got no complaints with that. I can't believe how many people that I have met since I got into ham radio. And, hey, I checked into the TechNet last night. I had no comment, no nothing to talk about, but I checked into the TechNet for the first time because I haven't been sleeping that well.
Well, I think I only did it one time ever also. I was happened to be home from work, but I'm usually working when that's on. But I remember Gordon was talking about the use of different color wires for different voltages. And, it was interesting, but a little dry for me. But I could follow along with what they were saying. You know, it's always good to learn something new. I'm only about a block from home, Rock, so I'll make this my 73. KB2TIA, Echo Lake.
Hey, Steve, 73, good hearing you in there. Maybe we'll hear you later on. You sound kind of beat, so if you don't come in, I'll understand why. But 73, and I'll tell Charlie you were out there. KD2, VOR.
Yeah, it has been a heck of a week. It really has. I did a lot of legwork. We've had a lot of police activity in the hotel. And we have some knucklehead that... he had 3 robbery attempts inside the hotel. 2 were successful. What he does is he follows somebody in like he's with them, gets past the security point, and gets in the elevator with them. And when they get to their room and try to close the door, he sticks his foot or his forearm in and robs them in the room. So, like, he's robbing them in private. And so we got some video footage of him. And the cops have been staking out the joint. So we've had a lot of activity, a lot of searching, a lot more patrol than usual. So I've been spending like twice as much time on my feet. And, just so beat. Then I get a night like tonight where I can't even get a seat on the train. And I'm standing up for an hour's ride. You know, just not what I needed. So, yeah, I'm just really, it's been a hell of a week. So, 73 Rock, I'm glad everything's all right. So glad to hear you. KB2 TIA, 73.
All right, 73 again, Steve. Get some rest. I'm glad you're off for the weekend. Talk to you later. KD2, be alarmed.
KB2TIA disconnected.
Lane. Rope.
Charlie, catch you on the other one. We got our favorite ass wipe in there. He tried dumping on me and Steve, but Steve went that go link. When you get close enough, catch you on the other one. 82 BOR.
Roger, roger. And one Elliot, sir.
Bye, ass wipe.
Got the 220 TYT on the air, and I ordered the 220 antenna, and I have maybe today I'll attach the onto my car battery the power pole accessory with the fuse holders on it, and I'll and I was just on the internet looking to see where to run the DC zip cord and through the firewall. And there's supposed to be above where the clutch would go, there's supposed to be a grommet that I can get into the cabin through the firewall. And there's supposed to be an air conditioning drain hose that's in a grommet, and I could run the DC power wires through that. So I'll be occupied for a while.
All right, very good. I'm pulling in front of the shop before I get noisy again by these doors. I didn't pull all the way in. I'll catch you when I get inside. KD2BOR.
WA2ZOZ. WA2ZOZ.
Yeah, Don, does it sound okay?
Sounds excellent.
Okay, I compared the serial numbers. This is, I was right about it when I was telling Charlie this morning. This is my newest DR-235 that was at Debbie's house. It's got the highest serial number. So I'm going to put the other one from here back up at our house. Like I said, just rotate them around because I use the radio at the shop more than I use the one at our house.
I think out of all the radios I've heard you on, this is about the best. And right now I have a speaker mic on this F6. And, hell, you sound crystal clear.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. All right, let me just straighten up my wires on the back of this cabinet. I'll get back to you. KD2BOR.
Okay, I'm going to finish up on the net. I'm going to order some set screws for my hamsticks.
Okay, very good. We'll be here monitoring. I had to put two repeaters in this when I came down here. I didn't clone them. I had to put a 440, and I had to put a two-meter that I added to the radio. You know, I got these down pat, the 635s. I can program with my eyes closed. Catch you in a little bit. KD2BOR.
IEEWA2ZOZ.
KD2BOR listening.
Rock. You had a station calling you earlier, IEE.
Yeah, that's John. He's coming up here this morning for me to clone his TYT.
Okay, very good. Yeah, he gave you a call. Then about maybe a minute after that, I called him. I thought he was going down there today. I thought you said that earlier, but he didn't answer me. I guess that was about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, he's probably getting ready. I don't think he's got a mobile radio. So he should be, I told him 8 o'clock, 8:30, so I told him I'd be here, so he should be here pretty soon.
Okay, very good. I'm just going through my box of power poles and stuff I'm going to put in the mobile. I might put the power pole assembly with the fuses on the battery today.
Yeah, I got to double up the fuse that's feeding my 857. The original power cord that comes with the 857 has got a fuse on a negative and positive. I've only got a fuse on a positive under the hood. I ordered two more fuse blocks. I'm going to put one on the negative side underneath the hood also.
Okay, I have an 857 power pole with the fuse holders on it, and I also have the that flexible tubing, and I don't know if you want to use that or not. Maybe Charlie could bring it down.
I've already got the tubing around mine. I had it around the shop. I also made up, I wasn't buying another power cord in case I want to bring my 57 in the house. I wouldn't have a power cord to run it, so I ordered off of eBay the plug end that's on the power cord with the four terminals, and I made up my own extra power cord for the 857 with two fuse links. Costed me about $13 to make it with the fuse links and the plug, considering they wanted $25 for a new power cord.
Yeah, I have an extra power cord too. It has fuse holders on it, but it's the barrel type fuses. It was the AGC type fuses, but it's a spare for the 857.
82BOR. Yeah, I bought the ones with the rubber around them and has a light on it, and the light ain't lit. The fuse is blown. I bought them through Napa, and they're good from underneath the hood because when you pop the rubber cap over the fuse, it's watertight.
Yep, that's excellent. I think I heard Charlie talking about you have a 220 antenna or something and you need the SWR checked with my analyzer.
No, if you ever came down, I was going to tell you to bring it. I want to put an analyzer on that ladder line J-pole like you ordered. That's what I'm using up on the roof now. Sometime this week, I'm going to get a length of coax, put some ends on it. I'm going to send the coax, and I'm going to try raising up that 220 antenna a little bit higher at my shop. I should be able to do that with no problem.
Okay, very good. Yeah, one of these early mornings, I have to get down there. I know I've been saying it for a while, but eventually I'll get there. Just like I got this the TYT out of mothballs.
Yeah, very good. Okay, let me start moving stuff around so I can put John's radio up top here and start hooking it up. So we'll be listening. 82BOR.
WA2ZOZ. Okay, and you have all the connectors and stuff in case I come down with the TYT? You have those T connectors, etc., for the power?
Yes, I do. I got two of them in stock. I don't know if John wants me to change his, but I have two in stock. I keep two here all the time. I order them off eBay.
Okay, very good. All right, talk to you later, WA2ZOZ.
73. I'm going to be listening. Want to listen to the net this morning. 82BOR.
All the best, and I'll just sit by and wait to start the net. Perhaps you'll jump in a while just to say hello, and over to you, Dick.
Good morning, Josephine. Always good to hear you. I'm on my way down to the county building for my Friday thingus. I haven't been there in so long, I trust they'll remember me. Maybe I hope they don't.
that sounds kind of ambivalent there.
Hey, what do you know? $1.11. Whoever would have thought that would be a bargain.
Yes. Well, shall I wait then and see what you'll do during the hour? Because I don't want to press you if you're going to be busy.
Buddy's in there jamming on you two guys.
I noticed that.
Not worth noting.
Oh.
Connected N2RRA. Connected KC2ZUM.
Come on in, the water's just great.
AC2ZUM, AC2ZUM, KB2DPP.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, young fella. How in the world are you? On a Friday morning.
Well, I'm hanging in there, thank you. Long time no speak there. I'm not able to get on the Linemark machine these days. And how are you? And how's the wife?
Oh, the wife is fine. I'm fine. Everything is well, thank you for asking. Hope everything is well with you and the missus. And hopefully you're looking for a nice weekend. And it's supposed to be 11 degrees on Sunday. And then come Monday, this is the beginning of fall. Supposed to be about, I believe they're predicting 73 degrees.
Yes, I've heard something that we may get 80 on Sunday, but my wife has already made it clear that she's going nowhere this weekend. It's been pretty much of a rough couple of weeks for her, so she has to stay in. If there's anything to be done on the outside, I guess I'm going to have to do it. So that's it. It's nice up here. It's my third fall up here. And the leaves are starting to change. Not too much dropping down yet. Although I was disappointed in this past summer, I've always liked the falls up here, and I'm not going to say the winters, but I've always liked the falls. Freshness in the air, it's cool and crisp, and the only complaint I have is it's getting a little congested up here now. Development's going up, houses going up. And a major complaint with law enforcement is a lot of cars on the road. Unfortunately, behavior is part of the problem with the youth and their driving and everything else. So that's my only complaint. The spiders, insects, and everything else, I've gotten used to that. It's just the behavior of people that's a problem. Back to you.
I had a high school principal years ago. The world is a beautiful place. Always remember that. He said, it's the people that live in it. Anyway, Alan, remember, a happy wife is a happy life. Always keep that in mind, young fella. And you'll do very well. Ask anybody on frequency.
Amen to that, NY9A.
Morning, George.
Good morning. And I hear Alan in there as well. I was listening to your soliloquizing. Beautiful. Back to you, NY9A.
Good morning, George. morning, George, in 198-KZ2, excuse me, UM. Yes, Jerry is quite right. I learned that a long time ago. I told Jerry a story of an incident that happened. I may have even told you, George. But I'll tell it again, or maybe in an email. So, yeah, keep things happy and everything is right and fair and equal. We're all equal. Sometimes people forget that. Back to you.
N2RRA disconnected.
Boy, we have the longest identifier. Alan, I'm going to be silent for a couple of minutes. I just got finished getting dressed, and I'm going to hoof it downstairs and set up for the net. So just deal me out for the moment, but I hope that Bob has heard me and knows that I'm here. KC2ZUM with N, with KB2DPD. Here's NY9A. Going silent for a while.
George, before you go, if you're married and you have children, then the expression is, if mama's not happy, nobody is. Alan?
Yes, quite true, quite true. Yeah, we try to keep a happy household. I used to try to get my ex-boss to understand that. Unfortunately, there are those that are not happy, and they try to make everyone else unhappy because they're not. And my ex-boss was one that was like that. And, you know, that's the problem with people. I told you years ago when I was on radio, there was a poster that came from one of these albums. And I forget the artist name of the album, but the poster that came with it and the cover on the album, it was showing the city of New York downtown, all the people running and all in one direction on the left side of the poster. And on the right side of the poster, you saw these big rats. And on the top, it said, the rat race is over and the rats won.
Well, that's pretty clever. Not half bad there, young fella. Anyway, there's a lot of cliches, and a lot of them have a lot of truth to them. That happy wife is a happy life. I forgot who said it. Somebody researched it. And it's quite popular, but if I remember correctly, Alan, it goes way back to me when I would have been born. Something you may want to research one day. For future use, future reference. Depends upon, I think, how curious one is. But today, with the advancements of computers, Google, and what have you. And believe me, in a way, they're a blessing. Echo Link, IRLP, full advancements in ham radio. But especially if you want to look up something, want to speak to a friend of yours living somewhere, or even from your car, it's just a wonderful thing. Advancements that have been made, or advances that have been made in amateur radio. Anyway, I'm going to just take a little break here. But I'll be here listening to and enjoying myself. So KC2ZUM, this has been the amateur radio station of KB2DPD, otherwise known as Doing Permanent Damage.
Hey there, Jerry. We're going to stand by, too, and it's getting close to net time. And yes, a lot of electrical advances. I monitor the hobby back in my grade school days, just listening on a shortwave radio. I sit up a lot of nights just listening to occasion and different things. At that point in time, whoever thought I'd take it later in life, but it's been a lot of fun. Advances in a lot of things, telephones, television, and everything else, aviation. It's life. It happened. my only disagreeance with, I guess you'd have to say, well, it's somewhat in the medical field. I just don't think it was meant for us to really tackle the brain yet. And I'm speaking of brain surgery and things like that. I know that they've done a lot. It's an area that is kind of dangerous. And I speak because I lost a sister to the brain tumor. But then again, that was at a time when things were still very experimental. But everything else, yeah. Advancement is part of life. So Matt, let me stand down and get ready for the net here. And be there. KB2, I got your calls right. DPD. Tom Clister, this is KC2. This is a UM. Fight it, time it out.
WAM WA2ZNT, good morning. You have a very good signal, Alan. And I already logged you in, okay?
Yes, good morning, Joe. I'm on EchoLink because I cannot receive the repeater. I use EchoLink when I cannot receive the repeater. I could probably transmit and you might hear me, even if I use the amp, but it's no point in me talking on the transmitter if I can't hear you there, so I'm on EchoLink. It's back to you.
Yes, I realize that, and I've heard you sometimes on your Kenwood and whatever radio, but you did switch to EchoLink, and that's perfectly all right. But I'm glad you checked in first so I could hear you. And thank you very much. Full quieting, no problem, no noise, no static or anything. So glad to have you. And I will start, so if you'll stand by. I have A1JMI, Dick, KD2VOR, may come back in, but I logged him in anyway. Rocky. And NY9A, George, and KC2M. So is that okay, that lineup so far?
Morning, AC2T.
AC2T, good morning, Paul.
Good morning, N2OEL, Noel.
2OEL, good to have you, Noel. I'll put you down, too. AA2WP, good morning, Willie. Just a little bit noisy, but I'm sure that will improve. This is WA2ZNT, ZNT, starting the CBS Retirees Net, and welcoming a check-in. Let me write down the latest ones so we'll keep a line straight. Please stand by. All right, very good. Anyone else ready to check into the CBS Retirees Net? Come now.
WB2OXU, good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Bill. Happy to have you. Very good signal, too. Very nice. WB2OXU. Anyone else for the net? WA2ZNT standing by for check-ins to the CBS Retirees Net. Anyone ready to join us? Please come now. Okay. We'll start the first round and go for check-ins in a little while. A1JMI, you are first if you wish to make a transmission. All right, perhaps. KD2B.
KC2ZUM, when you were asking for anybody else there, or I think asking for Dick, you doubled with somebody if you could hear me. So I don't know if someone else is trying to get in here. Of course, everything to my way here is on a delay.
All right, thank you, Alan. But you'll be next anyway. But is someone else trying to check into the net? Perhaps we doubled.